Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Zelani Fikla, spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. A very good afternoon to you, Zelani.
Good afternoon to you too, and to the listeners.
And Zelani, always good to you. Thank you. Good to speak to you. Thank you so much for making time once again. So, Zelani, today I just want to talk to you about the JMPD officers. And I know, I think it was the 29th of June, you wrote for an article, the Northcliffe Melville Times, where you commented about the frustrations of JMPD officers who are working with fewer members and how hard it is to resume normal operations. And this week, on the way home from the studio, twice on the M1, I've seen JMPD officers. Firstly, I saw them drive past an accident that happened in front of me, and there were no lights flashing on the JMPD car or anything, but they just drove past, so they didn't actually do anything. And I know they saw the accident. And then, secondly, I saw them at a roadblock, Santon, I think it was Greyston off-ramp, coming onto the M1, where they had a sort of impromptu roadblock. And I was watching as I was driving, and a taxi that had no lights actually went through the roadblock, and the JMPD officers did nothing. And this taxi obviously then drove onto the highway, and he had no lights on. And how dangerous a situation. So why is it, and I know it's difficult for you, but why would the JMPD not do anything about that?
Yeah, no, that is really disturbing, especially with that first incident that you mentioned, that there was an accident that had happened and officers went past. One of our duties is to attend to an accident. It doesn't matter how serious or not serious it is. Firstly, we need to stop and see if there are any injuries to also secure the scene to avoid any secondary accidents from happening. And it's also disturbing hearing from you that officers just let a vehicle with no lights go past. No, it is really disturbing, because our main focus is safety, and especially on our roads. So it is our duty to ensure that motorists are safe, and if they are unsafe vehicles, they are dealt with immediately.
Absolutely. And you know, in fairness, this accident, I think, was more of a bumper bashing, I guess you'd call it. But happened in front of me, I saw the one car hit another car, and then to my right was the JMPD car driving past, and he just sort of carried on past. And what is the general ruling? I mean, if they're on the way to a scene, they'd obviously have a siren and lights flashing. But I mean, if they're just patrolling, driving on a highway, they should react, as you say.
Definitely. No, they should react. Even if they are attending to something serious, you just need to find out what's happening and assure those involved in an accident that at least there's be someone who will come and assist. So it is important for our officers to assist members of public, especially in a serious situation, even if it is a bumper bash, just to ensure motorists that we are there and we are there to assist. And if those officers are in a rush somewhere else, and just let those motorists know that backup has been called and they'll be attended to.
Absolutely. I mean, that was what I was thinking too. I mean, JMPD, on the highways, do they work particular zones or do they work right across sort of Johannesburg?
What officers, they deployed in certain sections. So let's say on a highway, officers will be deployed between different off-ramps. So if we're on the M1 and it's between Corlett Drive and the Buckley Interchange, then you have certain officers monitoring that section. And then on the N1, then we'll say officers are monitoring between the Buckley Interchange and William McCall Drive and further on.
So when you say they monitor, so do they sort of like come off the highway, go back again, and then come back onto it again type thing? So they're doing that same route, huh?
No, sorry to cut you off. Yes, officers who are deployed on the freeway, that's our freeway patrol unit, are specifically assigned to be monitoring the freeway. And then we have officers who are working within the regions, and then they monitor all the roads which are off the freeway. And then we also have other units like the bylaw management unit, which their main focus is the city's bylaws. And we also have a specialized directorate, which consists of officers from the speed section. We have public order policing, and we also have recovery units for broken down vehicles.
And Zolani, if you're driving on the highway and you have a problem, you're experiencing a problem, and you see a JMPD officer, can you flash at him? Can you hoot at him? I mean, how would you signal? Is he sort of compelled to help you?
Yes, you can do whatever, but in the most safest way to get the attention. So hooting and flashing is advised for you to get the attention. And once they do stop and attend to you, then you explain what your concern is.
And I mean, it's just a concern to me. The impromptu roadblocks that we keep seeing now, and more of them on the on-ramps to the highways. Mm-hmm. JMPD, what are they actually looking for? Is this a license check? Are they actually, is it random check for what? Because there's many of them.
Yeah, usually if we are going to have a roadblock, because roadblocks are usually big, then we need to apply for that roadblock at the local police station where the roadblock is going to be conducted. And that needs to be given permission by the station commander, who looks at the situation, the road, if there's going to be traffic and other factors within that, and then they authorize that. But usually our officers also conduct routine roadside checks or stop and searches. And with that, then they check your driving license, then they check your vehicle's license. This can also check if the condition of your vehicle. We know that it is important for you to have a roadworthy vehicle on the road.
And Zolani, apart from on the highway per se, so if we take sort of just roads in and about Johannesburg, and one of our listeners, Linda Warren, has just sent me through a message, and she's commenting about Louis Berta Avenue on Death Bend, and she's saying continuously every single day she's seeing overloaded buckies, she's seeing no seatbelts, she's seeing taxis just going across the road, doing everything, and literally in view of JMPD officers. And she's asking the question, why? Why is nothing being done? Why are they not being pulled over? Why is this not being addressed? And once again, I know it's a tough question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is a tough question, because the officers are meant to be doing that, to actually be checking overloaded vehicles, unroadworthy vehicles, and people who are neglecting road signs and also the rules of the road, like skipping a red robot, not wearing a seatbelt. It is our main function. You know, we've got three core main functions, which is crime prevention, traffic management, and bylaw enforcement. So without traffic management, it is important for officers to check that. And what we've seen is that a lot of accidents have actually been happening is due to driver behavior, which is one of the major causes of accidents. We know also road and weather conditions also cause accidents, and also the state of the vehicle causes accidents. So it is our main function to actually check that are these vehicles and are these drivers doing what they need to be doing. So it is really concerning to hear that officers are neglecting to actually exercise their duties. So it's something that I will have to take up with all my leadership and just explain to them that there's members of public have been seeing this happen, and we need to step up our game and actually fulfill our mandate.
Absolutely. And Zolani, the last question would be, if one sees JMPD officers and we feel that they are neglecting their duties, what do we do? I mean, how do we report it? What do we do?
As a citizen, it is your right to be served and protected, especially by us, the public servants. So if you see a JMPD actually neglecting their duty and it goes to the point of either corruption or misconduct, then members of public are encouraged to call our anti-corruption and fraud hotline, which is managed by the department's internal affairs unit. And the number is 0800-203-712. I'll repeat it again. It's 0800-203-712. You can call that number and our internal affairs unit would look into that, and further action will be taken against officers who are either not conducting themselves in a professional or a proper manner, or if they are being corrupt and those further steps will be taken against those officers.
Zolani, thank you. And I guess, obviously, just try and record as much information, so the time, number plates, anything, any sort of particulars you can. And then that number again, 0800-203-712. Zolani Fikler, spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Thank you once again for your time and for your insight. And this is Gary Broomberg, 101.9 High FM.